Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down 9 cents at 603 and a half, December corn down 7 cents at 544 and a quarter, July wheat down 9 and 3 quarter cents at 626 and a half, July beans down 7 and 3 quarter cents at 1391 and a half, and November beans down 7 3/4 cents at 12.31 3/4. But we had some rains last night in northeast Illinois. Pretty much drizzles all day long from about noon through most of the early evening. Those rains moved east into Indiana and Ohio. It looks like Ohio got the best coverage and they certainly needed it. But the next 10 days looks dry. The 30 to 60 day forecast looks dry. So I think this was just a little, you know, stop on the drought train, if you will. But it pushed prices down a little bit, but not bad considering where we've been in the last 3 or 4 weeks. The Fed comes out today at 1 o'clock Chicago time. Are they going to leave interest rates unchanged? Are they going to wait a month? Are they going to say they're going to wait a month? Nobody really knows. My guess is they'll leave it unchanged and talk about maybe raising it again next month. But I don't think it's going to have a big impact on grains one way or the other. I think the grains are strictly a function of rain and weather at this point, and it certainly looks dry to me moving forward now. There are a few rains, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, but nothing too much in the central part of the country. Looks like Kansas, the very southeast Kansas and very north central part of Oklahoma is getting just a little bit of a shower right now, but really not too much. So, you know, we are where we are in the month of June. It's a weather market. If the forecasts remain dry, I think we'll see these markets move higher. I don't think the crop ratings will improve on Monday or actually Tuesday because of the holiday. But I think, some states will show slight improvements. Other states, I think, will take some more hits out here. But we've got the long weekend coming up, so, you know, it's hard to know what the funds want to do. The funds are still short. I've got them short 39,000 contracts of corn. I've got them short 95,000 contracts of wheat, long 45 beans, long 63 meal, and long 16,000 oil. So, you know, do they want to stay short corn or wheat? So far, they really haven't budged, but we'll see what they want to do here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.